Democrat Roy Cooper released violent criminals into community who went on to kill 16-month-old, sexually exploit children. By Hannah Knudsen on May 27, 2026. Former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, D., who is running for the Senate seat in the state, released violent criminals back into his community after facing pressure from activist groups, and many went on to commit horrific crimes, including killing a 16-month-old baby. During the coronavirus pandemic, Cooper's administration released roughly 3,500 criminals back onto the streets of North Carolina after facing a lawsuit from leftist activist groups, namely the ACLU and the NAACP. At the time, these groups argued it was cruel to leave inmates detained as they were at risk of contracting coronavirus. President of the North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP, Reverend Dr. T. Anthony Spearman, said, "We cannot leave our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, and who are disproportionately black and brown, to die behind bars during this global emergency." Cooper agreed to a settlement, and as a result, thousands of criminals were put back on the streets under Cooper's watch, thousands of them. Perhaps what is worse, nearly half of those released went on to reoffend, and lives were lost. Because of Cooper's actions, Lucas Shane Scrons, who was serving time for drug trafficking and possession charges, fraud, and possession of stolen goods, was released. Evidently learning nothing from his past actions, he picked up where he left off. Following his release, he was charged with the second-degree murder of his 16-month-old daughter, Ivy, who died of fentanyl toxicity. He pleaded guilty in her death and admitted to using fentanyl before giving the child a bottle prior to her death, according to local reports. Jason Cuthbertson was serving time for parole violations before his release. He had been arrested in the past for assault on a woman as well as indecent liberty with a child, hit and run, and DWI. Cuthbertson was initially charged with indecent liberties with a minor related to a then 13-year-old while he was 24. He was convicted in 2018 and released in 2019, according to WBTV. 3 months after his release, authorities arrested Cuthbertson, charging him with second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor and third-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. These arrests stem from an investigation by the Catawba County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division in partnership with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, the outlet revealed. This investigation led to the discovery of Cuthbertson's possession of multiple images of child pornography. Similarly, Thalmas Linder was in prison for parole violations prior to being freed. His past offenses included arrests for assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury as well as possession of a Schedule II controlled substance. Just 3 months later, he went on to reoffend after an incident at a video gaming establishment. He was asked to leave the premises and struck a male who was leaving the establishment on a bicycle. The victim was on his bicycle behind Linder's car. Linder backed up and bumped him, according to the arrest report, according to a local report. Linder struck the victim again and the individual was caught under the vehicle and dragged down the street. He pleaded guilty to the assault charge. These are just three incidents that occurred in Catawba County alone following Cooper's deal with activist groups. It should come as no surprise that Catawba County Sheriff Don Brown endorsed Cooper's opponent, former Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairman Michael Whatley, in the Senate race. "We need leadership that backs law enforcement," the sheriff said. "Roy Cooper's policies have too often undermined that mission." Whatley has continued to drive this distinction home as well throughout his campaign, telling Breitbart News Daily that Cooper owes the people of North Carolina an explanation. "And I think as the voters of North Carolina continue to hear more about the victims that he created by releasing these people from prison, that's going to be a real problem," he added. "You know, the number one function of any government is to protect its citizens, and Roy Cooper was an abject failure at that." Whatley campaign spokesman DJ Griffin added that Cooper has blood on his hands. "As governor, Roy Cooper released 3,500 convicted felons from prison, including several that went on to kill, prey on children, and violently assault victims' rights in Catawba County," he said. "North Carolinians deserve to be able to leave their homes without fear of being preyed upon by convicted career criminals that Roy Cooper let walk free. How he can sleep at night knowing the destruction he has caused North Carolina families is a mystery."